Eita Olande Piko Zimbabwe Mohle Mori Zimbabwe. If you're tuning in right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, brought to you live by Studio 7, a voice of America in Washington, D.C., Mori Zimbabwe. Today is Tuesday, July 20, 2021. Mori Zimbabwe, Thokoza Mohle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, if you're tuning in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, brought to you live by Studio 7, Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection, Muria Zimbabwe, we continue discussing the COVID-19 pandemic. We're going to be speaking to youth about Zimbabwe's vaccination program. And then later on in our program, we're also going to be delving into the current state of education in Zimbabwe. Of course, this is happening during a time whereby recently President Emmerson Mnangagwa extended the lockdown by another 2 weeks. So that's going to be the discussion with Zimbabwe. If you're looking to join us, please linga kohle ukuthi sikhona ku Facebook emakhasini amathathu ku VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele kanye la ku VOA Studio 7. We're also broadcasting live on other digital pages as we speak on our web pages, voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and of course VOA Ndebele. And for those that are YouTube fanatics, we now live stream the show live on YouTube, so please feel free to visit our YouTube page and don't forget to subscribe. VOA Zimbabwe is the official YouTube page. Asakandiyo nyayet na yo nasi mchurongwa mwere Zimbabwe ilo lutabe silado namsanje kushlelo lwetu. That is the discussion for tonight. But without wasting time, let us delve into tonight's discussion, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health, Zimbabwe currently has 85,732 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 55,714 recoveries, 2,697 deaths. Last night alone, 7,585 PCR tests were conducted, 2,113 new cases were detected, 2,261 recoveries, and 75 deaths. I repeat, 75 deaths. Of those 75, 13 are in Bulawayo, Bontu Tuziachunga, 8 are in Harare, 13 in Manicaland, 8 in Mashonaland Central, 8 in Mashonaland East, 14 in Mashonaland West, 5 in Midlands, 4 in Matabeleland North, and 2 in Matabeleland South. The country currently has 27,321 active COVID-19 cases, and to date, over 1,184,435 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. When we talk about people that have taken both a first and second jabs, currently Zimbabwe has 643,203 people that have taken the COVID-19 jabs. Now, Maria Zimbabwe, whilst on the discussion of the coronavirus pandemic, week in, week out, the Zimbabwean government releases a lot of educational material that targets educating the nation on the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, this material is used both on radio, television, and their official digital pages. Week in, week out, we showcase some of this material. This week, we're not going to stop, Muria Zimbabwe. Let us head over to a clip that we have, courtesy of the Ministry of Health and Child Care's Facebook page, whereby they're talking more on Zimbabwe's vaccination program.
Hello there. I'm here to give you the latest information and advice from the Ministry of Health and Child Care on COVID-19. Due to the recent surge in COVID-19 cases, the Ministry of Health and Child Care, Zimbabwe, encourages members of the public to get vaccinated against COVID-19. COVID-19 vaccines have been approved and are being rolled out for use in Zimbabwe today. These vaccines have met strict standards of safety, quality, and effectiveness set out by the Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe. It is a legal requirement that all vaccines and medicines used in our health facilities undergo rigorous testing, including all recommended clinical trials, before they are approved for use. Currently, Zimbabwe is using Sinopharm and Sinovac, both from China, as well as Covaxin from India. The Ministry of Health and Child Care also recently approved the use of Sputnik V from Russia. The COVID-19 vaccines are being provided for free to all those who are eligible and want to protect themselves. Here are some advantages to being vaccinated. Getting vaccinated will help keep you from getting COVID-19. The vaccines currently available in Zimbabwe have been highly effective at preventing the disease. As an additional benefit, based on what we know about vaccines from other diseases and early data from clinical trials, experts believe that getting vaccinated may also keep you from getting seriously ill, even if you get COVID-19. And if that's not enough, getting vaccinated yourself may also protect people around you, particularly those at increased risk of severe illness, like the elderly or the immunocompromised. That's those that have an impaired immune system. COVID-19 vaccination is a safer way to help build protection. Getting COVID-19 may offer some natural protection known as immunity, but gaining immunity this way can have serious life-threatening complications. There is no way to know how COVID-19 will affect you, and if you get sick, you could end up spreading the disease to your family, to your friends, and to those around you. So vaccination is an alternative way to gain immunity by creating antibody responses without having to experience sickness.
Well, Amuria, Zimbabwe, you are seeing there information by the Ministry of Health and Childcare. But whilst on the discussion of government is doing in the post-cabinet briefing last week, our Minister of Information, Honorable Monica Mchangwa, updated the nation on what Zimbabwe is doing to ensure that the vaccination program improves as Zimbabwe attempts to reach its 10 million vaccinated goal, to reach herd immunity, of course. So let us hear more about Honorable Mchangwa and what she had to say. The next clip that we're about to watch is courtesy of Open Poly ZW. To watch the full clip, head over to their Facebook page. Let's see what Honorable Mchangwa had to say.
The surge in cases has led to an increase in demand for beds, that's in hospitals, hence government is expediting the full capacitation of isolation and treatment centers throughout the country. Regarding resource mobilization, the nation is informed that Treasury released an amount of Zimbabwe dollars, $358.5 million, to the ministries of Home Affairs and Cultural Heritage and Defence and World Social Affairs, with an additional Zimbabwe dollars, $41 million, to be released to the Ministry of Information, Publicity and Broadcasting Services. In view of the increasing number of cases, Cabinet agrees that there should be enhanced enforcement of restrictions on the movement of people. His Excellency the President has already issued directives as the 14 days of the period draws to an end. Cabinet reports that the Vehicle Inspection Department and police have escalated enforcement of lockdown measures for public transport operations, including banning of interstate traffic. Members of the public are encouraged to strictly adhere to the lockdown measures for their own safety. Cabinet noted with concern reports alleged delays in the delivery of grain by farmers owing to demands for vaccination certificates and directed that farmers will not be required to produce vaccination certificates when delivering maize to the grain marketing board. However, they will still be required to observe all the stipulated COVID-19 regulations. Cabinet is pleased to note that citizens across the country continue to present themselves for vaccination in large numbers. In order to minimize the time spent in queues, extra personnel from security and the defense forces has been harnessed so as to increase the numbers of personnel at the vaccination centers. Furthermore, the Ministry of Health and Child Care, working with relevant government departments, is taking measures to ensure that vaccination, rapid response, and case management teams are supported with vehicles, fuel, and subsistence allowance to ensure that the country achieves herd immunity. The nation is advised that the Minister of Health and Child Care has printed adequate stocks of vaccination cards. These are with security features and is also expediting the distribution processes to all provinces. Cabinet reports that Sinopharm and Sinovac COVID-19 vaccines are now available on the COVAX platform, and Government of Zimbabwe will take advantage of the African Union facility to boost local supplies of the vaccines.
Wow, Zimbabwe Museli Amuso Pella, Honorable Monica Mchango, with Kassang and Pelo Gonzaga Elizweni, Oguma Elana, and Ogume Metsega, where COVID-19 Elizwen, Utindejalo, Utaba, and Ray Jackson, Elivigela, E. COVID-19 Elizweni, we have Sinovac, and Eco Vaccine. Now, whilst on the discussion of vaccines, Studio 7 correspondent Ezra Chisasbanda was recently in the streets of Zimbabwe talking to people about the COVID-19 vaccine. Let us take a look at what some of the citizens had to say about the vaccine.
Yeah, I mean, I come around my cousin Lousy. In such a almost 2 months back, and the researcher in me, I angashani Lobunzima in terms of the health army, and I am good looking is delayed and jail. Got again, good answer, the car of good corner. Bakhona abanye abafowethu labanye nje esigabeni ababengani abayizwisisa indaba leyo yokuhlatshelwa lo mkhuhlane engunanzelelayo ukuthi mhlawumbe kuyadingakala ukuthi kube lo mkhankaso omkhulu okumele uyenziwe ukuze abantu bakuzwisise ukuthi khona kuhle kahle okwenza ukuthi khona bahlatshwe baya behlatshelwana. Ngabaningi bayabengazi ukuthi khona la ngazihlatshwe nxa sizisisabakwezempilakahle at the end of the day ulako futhi uthi ukubamba umkhuhlane lo. Kodwa ngiyazwisisa ukuthi khona nxa uthe wahlatshwa umkhuhlane lo nxa uthi uyeza kuwe ukufica kuyukuthi khona ayiso mkhuhlane ongakugulisa njengokuba nxa ungazange uhlatshwe. Ngiyananzelela ukuthi khona ekuhlatshweni thina njengemuli sahle sahlatshwa sonke asikabi akukabi khona osethe wakhalakhala ngawo lowo mkhuhlane. Sinethemba
kathi sihlabe emoya wabeni-ke njana azokuyika idosi enjalo bayahlatshwa nanxa uqhalela
ikakhulu mina ngahlatshelwa eklinikhi yesibobo esibobo clinic ndikhwe ngahlatshelwa khona lapha emawabeni ngazake ngisho kakhulu ukuba kungabe kuminjani nxa sikhayela ukuhlatshwa kwabantu.
Well, muri eZimbabwe liyezwa phela isizalwane seZimbabwe aZimbabwe naresident le ubeqhasisa ngempela angahlora maonro akhe anezvenhomba dziri kubayiwa vanhu munyika achiti aiwa iye zvechokwadi akabayiwa. We're going to be playing other videos. That was Studio 7 correspondent Ezra Chisasbanda speaking to Zimbabweans about the COVID-19 vaccines. As mentioned early on, we're going to be showcasing more videos on those conversations that Ezra had with people on the ground. Muriya Zimbabwe, and now let us head over to our medical expert who's joining us live via Skype, Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza. He's a regular friend of the show. He's going to update us on the COVID-19 pandemic in Zimbabwe. Dr. Simemeza, always a pleasure having you on the show, man. It's great to have you on the show. How are things going, man?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you keeping up?
I'm doing well.
Well, being part of it. Hey, man, that's great. Let's delve into it, Dr. Simemeza, the reason why we have you here. You know, we haven't had you on the show for like a good 3 weeks, almost to a month. And throughout that time, we've seen figures in Zimbabwe every week. Not just every week, but every day, it seems as though there's an increase in cases, there's an increase in deaths. What's your take on that as a medical expert?
Oh, well, I think it just shows that the coronavirus is spreading. We should get advice against how to go about being infected, and also people should get.
Dr. Simemeza, I'm not sure why, but for some strange reason, your audio is very low. I need you to speak a little louder so people can hear you more clearly.
All right, that's
there we go. We have it. Could you please repeat your response there?
Look, I was saying the increase in the number of cases and the number of deaths shows that the virus is spreading among the communities in Zimbabwe, And we need to take extra care and extra precaution so as to prevent the spread of the disease. And also, if you find yourself having symptoms of COVID-19, you should seek for medical assistance as soon as possible so as to address the number of deaths that are happening.
Now, I want to talk a little more about reports that are coming out from the ground, especially in different hospitals. I know you work in one of them. There's been reports of bed shortages. That in Zimbabwe is now at that stage whereby people are experiencing the shortages of beds. And, of course, the manpower, as medical experts, the manpower is also lacking. Speak to us about that. Are you guys experiencing the same at Parinyatwa?
No, I think the situation is the same kind of way. We've had a shortage of beds, but we've also been swamped by the number of cases that are coming in at the moment. So we are at a critical stage, and we need extra help on the ground.
But some would argue that's a positive thing. What do you say? Because that means that people are actually going out there wanting to take the vaccine in Zimbabwe. What do you think this says about, I guess, people's approach towards the vaccine, considering that not so long ago, people were scared to take it?
I think people were scared to take it not so long ago, but we've had an increase in the number of people taking the vaccine. I think mostly triggered by this third wave, as people are seeing that the COVID-19 virus is spreading. Those who have been vaccinated seem not be having severe disease, which is what we are seeing on the ground, that unvaccinated people are the ones that are mostly getting severe disease and succumbing to the virus. So we've seen an increase in the number of people. Probably due to the fear, as they are noticing that the vaccine is working and also just wanting to also not succumb to the COVID.
Now, Dr. Smemes, I want to talk a little more about the vaccination program in Zimbabwe. You know, Zimbabwe just hit over the million marker not so long ago. Today, it's over 1,100,000, I believe. But if you look at the difference between the million and the 600,000 that have taken both first and second jabs, that seems to tell a story of its own. But let's start off by focusing on the million. What's your take on that? A million people have taken the vaccine in Zimbabwe.
I think, comparing to what's happening in the region, we've done well, but there's still a long way to go so that we achieve herd immunity. So a million is not yet enough. It's a good thing, but we haven't reached our target yet. So we need to actually reach herd immunity such that we can prevent the spread, the rampant spread of the condition. And we still need 9 million more vaccine doses to be given to the population so as to achieve our goal. So I would say we have done well, but there's still a lot of work that needs to be done, and a lot of people need to take up the vaccine as soon as possible.
Now, let's touch there on the gap, I guess, between the first and the second jabs. Those that have taken both first and second, just over 600,000, and then those that have taken first, over a million. That leaves a gap of over 400,000 people that are yet to take their second jabs. Speak to us about that. What are your thoughts on that one?
Oh, I think there's still a gap because some people haven't or they have delayed taking their second dose, and they need to take it as soon as possible. And also, I think some people have currently taken their first dose and they are waiting the 3-week period that is needed to take the second jab. So you will see that there will be a discrepancy in terms of the number. As more people are now taking up the first dose, but there is a 3-week delay so that they can take up the second dose. So it is expected, but we need to encourage that those that have taken the first dose should take the second dose as soon as they are due. And those that are delayed because of whatever reason should also come and take the second jab. There is no excuse if you have postponed the second jab by a month. You are still receiving it, and it's fine and well according to the study.
Just Tombo batanya ine rimi ramai Dr. Simemeza to tangane vanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi uyezve vari kushaya nepamusana pechirwere che COVID-19 munyika. Tikona zuva nezuva namba iyi iri kuendera mberi ichikwira. Senyanzvi munyaya dzeutano muri kuzvitambira seizvi?
Tikuona kuti chirwere chekorona chiri kupararira. Tinofanira kuita zvese zvatinokwanisa kuti tisaspreade chirwere ichi munyika. So tinoda kuti vanhu ivo vanowanikwa vane masymptoms echirwere vatestwe, vaite self isolate. Kana uchinge wazviona kuti chirwere ichi chiri kukuaffecta maningi, kana wakutadza kufema, woona ana chiremba nekuchimbidza kuitira kuti ukwanise kuwana rubetsero nekuchimbidza. Tinokurudzira avo vasati vavhakisinetwa vakwanise kutora nhomba yekuvhakisinetwa coronavirus kuti titeeredzere kuspreada kwechirwere ichi munyika medu.
Ndanchikumbira kuti muudzawo vateereri zvizere nezvamuri kusangana nazvo muzvipatara umo. Tinoona kuti muzvipatara zvakasiyana siyana vana chiremba especially kuvulawayo vari kuchema vachiti vanenge vari kusangana nedambudziko rekuti pane vanhu vakati one day vari kuda kubayiwa nhomba, ivo vari kutadza kumaneja nhamba yevanhu ava, uyezve pane nyaya iyi yekushayikwa kwenhomba. Ndanchikumbira kuti muudzawo vateereri zvizere nezvamuri kusangana nazvo.
It's not kuona kuti vanhu vati one day vari kuda kubayiwa nhomba ngemakiwa akati rebei, but kuona zvakare kuti pane nhomba dzakauya manje kudarika 2 million dzakaunzwa ne Ministry of Health noizvo dzakubetsera kuti zviderere makiwa derere. Tinoona kuti vanhu vakubayiwa vakati one day zvakanzi neministry wakasvika before 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. munhu wese anenge ari pamutsetse wekubayiwa nhomba anobayiwa zuva iroro. Saka kuona izvovo kuti zvave nani nenyaya yekuti pane dzimwe nhomba dzakauya 2 million.
Dr. Simemeza, let me hold you on the line there. There's a video that I'd like to play of another conversation that Ezra Chisa-Svanda has had with people on the ground that are talking about the vaccines. When we play this video, I'd like to come back to you to hear your thoughts on that one. So, Muria Zimbabwe, let us head over to another conversation that VOA correspondent Ezra Chisa-Svanda had with a young lady in Zimbabwe where she was talking about the vaccine.
Speculations are money concerning this virus, this vaccine. One moment is of tongue, Saba, Avaniva Kula, Yavzula Mama Kisses, also was Lutuva Nutte, Saba, Wapula, this and that. And this third wave, they are saying it's at a mosque, but never have a vaccinate wave. So it's
never the wood wrong around
speculation.
So the Piloma speculation, the Piloma says the water was there.
In the vaccine, they would take the Anzalela, Zimbabwe mostly serves like social media. Even on the official things, on the things that are happening book round, we as speakers really clean so social media. So Tina Asogasquani Sukuti City Kate Uti, this is true, this is false. Because the same thing the Thai government social media we want to see the clean so then the same thing for the vaccine Uti Abulala in Gena Kuma social media. So if you like
to so that government is a salon as a trans village. Gratis is a test page as old 3D as the cooler. Go to one man says Baba Babylon to hear to set to you all the space look there.
I'm going to go to Guinea Kona, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to Guinea Kona, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to Guinea Kona. I'm going to go to the hospital. So now I have to put my fears aside. Yes, sir.
So then the clinic is at the station.
All right. right. Well, Amuria Zimbabwe, thank you so much. To our Studio 7 correspondent, Ezra Chisa-Svanda, speaking to people on the ground. Now, but before we head over back to Dr. Simemeza to hear his thoughts on what the young lady is saying, I want to check out some of the comments that we have on Facebook. Kukasiletuele vio endebele bako nabandu ngempela ababalayo, ababala imibono yabose abonga kakulu ngongena kuhlelo. Na ngusikumbozo mlalazi ya paluti bafo, ayu mlalazi siyabonga kakulu ngongena kuhlelo. Na ngungube, kanya ngani is uttering the same utterances that the young lady was saying, esithi mina ngisaba ukuhlaba. Ungube, just like what the young lady is saying in the video, is scared of taking the vaccine. Richard Moyo paluti, please call me back. Ufagili nombolo zocingo. Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. We're going to call you back. Witness Mpofu also put their number. Uthi angajabula nami ukuphawula imali yokubhayisa angilayo kodwa please call me. Ayi sakufaka kuhlelo. Witness Mpofu siyabonga kakhulu. Shepherd uthi ngicela inamba zenu. Siyabonga Shepherd ngokungena kuhlelo. Inombolo sezikhona. Nangomunye uyabhala ngempela usabelo uthi imijovo lo abantu abahlabayo it looks like yibo futhi asebebanjwa yi-coronavirus. Uthi poda thina esingakahlabi kwenza ukuthi sicine sisesaba ukuthatha umjovo we-COVID-19. So let's hear what Dr. Simemeza has to say about some of these comments. Dr. Simemeza, are you still on the line? Right. So these comments that the people are passing. And, of course, what the young lady was saying there, I want to start with the young lady. The young lady highlighted something that seems to be a case in Zimbabwe. For a long time, people are told, don't rely on social media for information. However, in Zimbabwe, sometimes information is given and it's denied, turns out to be true. So she's saying, well, in some circumstances like that, it then becomes difficult for them to ignore what social media is saying about coronavirus, where they say, you could be dying, you could be this, that, and the third about coronavirus. What would you say to a young lady like that?
I think I would say people should see their sources of information and should look for verified accounts, health accounts that are accredited, and such as the Ministry of Health and also WHO. That's the information people should be listening to in order to prevent themselves from listening to biased information. Mm-hmm. So, people should look to health professionals. We have studied these things. We have had research done on the vaccines and on the coronavirus itself, mm-hmm. Rather than listening to everyone who's just spreading their own conspiracy theory mm-hmm. in regards to the vaccine and also to coronavirus. Mm-hmm.
Now, Dr. Simemeza, now let's see if you can hear me from my panel, Pachirongo Chedu. Pagatanga kuteke shira chirwereche coronavirus. Vanu wa jinji, vanga wa chishaya ne pamsana pe chirwerechi. Vanga wa wana kati kurei 40 and above. Uye je vechi diki vane atinot nechurunguma underlying conditions. Zvino takuona kuti mazuva ano munhu wose 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 wechidiki mukuru ari fit asiri fit naiyewo paanobakwa nechirwere ichi checovid-19 vari kushaya ndanichikumbira kuti mutsananguro vateereri kuti izvi zvakachinja rini uyezve chii chiri kuita kuti munhu wese wese ashaye nepamusana pechirwere ichi checovid.
I think we just need to look at my statistics aripo. It's still the same to say vanhu vakuru uyezve vanhu vane maunderlying condition uyezve vasina kuvaccinatewa ndo vari kuwanikwa vari kuzofa nechirwere. So vanhu vadiki varipo vari kuwana chirwere ichi but manumbers acho haana kupanda zvakanyanya. Asi taona kuti nenyaya yekuti Delta variant nova iyo yatekeshera munyika iri kuratidzawo kuti iri kubatawo vanhu vechidiki enge vari kurwara vamwe vari kuita pakuenda patara. But my statistics achiri kuratidza izvo kuti vanhu vakuru uyezve vane maunderlying conditions akaita sehypertension nediabetes ndo vari kuwanikwa uyezve vasina kuvhaa ndo vari kuwanikwa vachizosvika pakurwarisisa nechirwere ichi kana kusvika pa
Saka zvino Dr. Simemeza sezva tiri kuona muri kutonzwa nema comments vanhu vachitonyora pa Facebook page yedu vachiti vari kutya kubaiwa nhomba. Ndeapi mashoko amungasiyira vechidiki kunyanya ivo vari kuti aa nanhasi hongu vari kuona kuti pane vanhu million vabaiwa nhomba muZimbabwe asi ivo vachiri kutya. Ndeapi mashoko amungada kuvasiyira?
Mashoko amungada kuvasiyira ndekuvakurudzira kuti vabaiwe nhomba. Nhomba dzese dzakaapruvhwa neWHO kuwanikwa idzo dzichishanda mukupreventa severe disease kana uchinge wazowanikwa wabatwa nechirwere. Saka ndinokudzira kuti vanhu vese vechidiki nevechikuru kuti vabayiwe nhomba iyi sezvo inobetsera kuti masoja emuviri akwanise kurwisana nechirwere ichi kana uchinge wazowanikwa wabatwa na. Saka ndinokurudzira muri Zimbabwe kuti ibayiwe nhomba. Nhomba iri kuratidza kuti iri safe inge iri kushanda. Saka ndinokurudzira kuti munhu wese abayiwe. Kese isusu takabayiwawo inge zviri kutibetserawo kuti tisazononyanya kurwara nechirwere ichi sezvo tiri mafront line worker.
Aiwa, Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us as usual. We really, really appreciate your input. And stay safe, man. We really appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mike. It's always a pleasure being part of the talk.
Awesome. Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you are hearing there from Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza Ingwethi with Mpilakahle Nyanzi Munyayedze Utano. Now, early on, Muriya Zimbabwe, I mentioned that tonight on the Connection panel, we're going to be touching on Indaba ye education. How is the COVID-19 pandemic affecting education? Now, once again, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected education worldwide. Some Zimbabweans have had no access to their education for almost 2 years now as the nation continues to battle the COVID-19 pandemic. Before we head over to my next guest who's joining us live via telephone from Zimbabwe, let us head over to a VOA report which shows how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected education in other parts of the world. This report specifically focuses on Kenya.
First, Mgarad fled Somalia to a Kenya refugee camp after militia attacked her home and killed her father 4 years ago. She joined her only surviving relative in Nairobi and was able to get support and education even during the pandemic thanks to a US-funded aid group refugee.
During the pandemic, we are given funds that we are learning at home. It was a little bit, it was challenging because of the network connection, because of the distraction of the neighbor. It was very hard to concentrate the class at the full time. Sometimes maybe you don't listen well the way the teacher is explaining.
Refugee supports refugee women and girls in Kenya because they are more likely to miss out on education and be exploited than males. The coronavirus pandemic has made them even more vulnerable, says Refugee Kenya CEO Geoffrey Thige.
They're the ones who are vulnerable to, you know, sexual gender-based violence at the home level, when they are exposed to especially a lot of free time, they end up being very needy. And being needy, they end up also being vulnerable to issues to do with prostitution. And these are economical challenges that these young girls have.
Refugee provides a safe house for refugee girls and their children, as well as education and job skills training. Ethiopian refugee Dera Anyanya has lived in Kenya with her parents since she was 2 years old. Refugee's Girl Empowerment Program has helped her pursue a dream of becoming a computer programmer.
As refugees, most of us we are taken as girl ladies, most of us we are taken as you're supposed to stay home, do the household chores, get married, get children, take care of the children, your family. So that's where you find more refugees, men or boys, are more educated than the ladies.
The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says there are more than 80,000 urban refugees and asylum seekers in Kenya, 80% of them women and children.
They're facing a lot of cultural barrier that which make them forcibly married or early marriage, and also that they are exposed to a lot of sexual and gender-based violence, and also that lack of education and lack of livelihood opportunity.
Those are challenges that aid groups like Refugee are helping women and girl refugees in Kenya to overcome. Brenda Molina for VOA News, Nairobi.
Well, Maria, Zimbabwe, you are seeing there okwenzakalayo in Kenya. That's what's happening in Kenya with regards to the COVID-19 pandemic. But now to hear more about how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting education in Zimbabwe, joining us live via telephone from Zimbabwe is Odia Ndalega. She is an educator and also the Zanu-PF Masvingo Provincial Chairperson. Odia, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm here, but you're not so much audible.
Can you hear me clearly now?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Welcome. Well, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So now here we are today talking about the education sector in Zimbabwe. Just last week, we heard President Emmerson Mnangagwa extending the lockdown by another 2 weeks. What this just means is schools are still closed as we speak. Your educators, speak to us about that. How is the COVID-19 pandemic affecting education in Zimbabwe?
I think I have to start by mentioning a lot of things which are affecting students during this period of this disease. Students have been sent back home while they've been doing their studies. And it's so sad because they're either used to e-learning, while we have got data course, high data course, not a challenge, need to the computer skills with time, especially on either primary or secondary learners. And also electricity cards and an availability of some of these services in rural areas is the most issues which are affecting students currently, and that might lead to poor results, especially on primary and secondary learning.
You touched on e-learning there, Odia. I want to talk a little more about that. How has that worked out? We also know that government has been trying. Recently, they sent out a couple of radios. Well, not a couple, over 200 radios to different institutions. So students can either engage in e-learning or use the radio and television option. What would you say about government's attempts to help students during this particular time?
You're not so much audible.
I'm asking about the attempts that government has made to ensure that students are able to have access to an education under the COVID-19 lockdown. What would you say about that as an educator and a student yourself?
If you students can be have access to education during these hard times, because online learning is exposing the social differences between students. Being financially unstable is now a hindrance to most students getting their right education due to data costs. Also, erratic power supply is another major challenge in Zimbabwe, especially in seldom available during the day. Students have to start during the night and are all often unable to keep up with their academic workload. So it's so hard for us to really focus. You know, when we are at home, it's so hard to only focus at schoolwork. At times, we have to do housework and stuff, so it's so hard for us to concentrate in students during this pandemic.
Now, Odia, I also want to touch on the challenges that you're facing as educators. You guys seem to be at the forefront of everything that's happening in this circumstance, because even when schools open, educators need to be there. How are educators coping right now under the lockdown? And, of course, I know you guys have had your share of challenges with regards to the salaries. So speak to us a lot about that.
I'm sorry. We are not so clear. I'm not getting you.
Okay. Can you hear me clearly now?
Yeah, it's much better, but you're not the cloud.
What I'm asking is, could you tell us a little more about the well-being of our educators and students right now under the lockdown? I was referring particularly to some of the challenges that you guys have had Not so long ago, you were talking about the salaries. So how are you guys coping right now?
It's so hard for us to continue doing online lessons, especially when our parents are providing data. Data costs are so high, so I think I have a request maybe from the government or from our respective teacher education, so that they have to provide data, or they have to engage service providers, maybe service providers, so that learners have to have access to free Wi-Fi or free data from either the government or the institutions. Maybe that way it would be better.
Okay, audio, let me hold you on the line for a second. There's another audio bite that I'd like to play from a medical expert who was commenting on not only the COVID-19 pandemic, but also education in Zimbabwe. As an educator, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Now, Muriel Zimbabwe, over the weekend, my colleague Blessing Zulu had a conversation with the former Minister of Health, Dr. Henry Matsorera, about the COVID-19 pandemic and schools in Zimbabwe. Let us head over to that telephonic conversation that Blessing had, and then when we come back, I'd love to hear Audio's thoughts, who is an educator and a student. Let's head over to that conversation with Dr. Matsorera.
Ya Delta variant yanetsa nokuti iri kupararira sechamupupuri chaicho. Iri kukurumidza kubata vanhu, iri kukurumidza kuuraya vanhu. Zvimazuva zvishomanani munhu atoenda. Ende manumbers atiri kuona anyanyisa kukwira. Pane zvinofanira kutoitwa zvakasimba pakudzivirira chirwere cheCOVID-19. Ngatirangarire kuti step number one kustrengthen matanho atagara tinawo kudhara ekugeza kuimprova hand hygiene. Kugeza nokusanitiza, nyaya yesocial distancing, nyaya yekukosora zvakanaka uchikosorera muelbow usingaparadzire chirwere, nyaya yekupfeka mamask, yakanyanyisa kukosha. Ndo matanho okutanga nekuavoida masuper spreader events. Super spreader event huru yandiri kuona mazuva ano inyaya yemazupco buses nedzimwe transport systems dzese. Ziva kuti bhazi rese rangokwira nevanhu vanodarika 15-20 rotori nevanhu 1, 2 or 3 vane COVID-19 imomo vachasiya vaparadzira kuna vamwe vese. Zvimisangano zviri kuitwa itwa izvi tiri kuona zvimisangano zvemapostori. Hurumende ikasachenjerera ichapedza kuuraya vana veZimbabwe nokubvumira misangano yemapostori yatiri kuona iri kuitika iyi. Ndo masuper spreaders atinawo. Imwe super spreader yatakayambira hurumende vakasateerera inyaya yezvikoro, kuvhurwa kwezvikoro. Ngavari kukurumidza kuvhura zvikoro kusvika vawirira nematicha. Nevabereki kuti zvikoro zvichivhurwa. Taona kuti izvo boosted wave yatinayo yakudzikira. Ndo first step. Lockdown tikatisimbise lockdown kudarika paiye zvino hazvina zvazvinobetsera nokuti vanhu vedu varombo havana zvokudya uyezve hurumende yedu haidi kubatsira vanhu vanenge vari palockdown. Saka lockdown dzedu hadzishandi. Curfew yeusiku iye haina zvainoshanda. Nyaya yekurejista maworking hours kumastore yai. Handizivi kuti inoshanda chii, inongobetsera kungoincreasa congestion mumastoro. Taregisa mahours vanhu vari kushopa isame number, saka tiri kuincreasa congestion. Social distancing hamuna mumastoro muya muya. Saka ngavagadzirisei ipapo vehurumende vaite zvinhu zvakafitana. Let them fit the science to Zimbabwe, kwete kungokopa zvese zvese zviri kungoitwa everywhere.
Well, Muri Zimbabwe, you are hearing there from Dr. Henry Matsorera Vachibata, Nyaya Yezvikoro, Vachitsanangura Zvakare, Maundro Avo, commenting on the COVID-19 pandemic. That was Dr. Henry Matsorera. Let's head back to my guest, Odia Ndalega. Odia, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm there.
Right. Wanzwa Zvataurwa here naba Matsorera pa Nyaya yekutekeshera kweCOVID-19.
Yeah, ndazvinzwa.
Right. Saka tiudzewo maondero enyu semurayiridzi uyezve mudzidzi pache zvake. Totanga panyaya yavanga vachitaura vachiti zvikoro ngazvibvumira kuvhura kusvikira panguva yehurumende yowirirana nemi sevarayiridzi. I'm sure vanga vachitaura nyaya dzemihoro uyezve kuona kuti imi sevarayiridzi muri kufara kuitira kuti mukwanisewo kubatsira vana vechikoro pavanodzokera kuchikoro. Tiudzewo maondero enyu.
Okay, fine. I think concerning issues of the reopening of schools, because when we are exposed, we will be exposed to COVID-19, but we have got students with disabilities, and these students, they might find it hard could transmit, especially those who have got impaired hearing or vision. Mm-hmm. They cannot, especially either through WhatsApp or other e-learning platforms. So it's so hard for them to learn or study while it's there at home.
Koimi selara iridzi ndoda kugobatsawo nyaya yemihoro zvinhu zvakamira sei pari zvino?
Chokwadi ndechekuti mihoro mishoma zvikuru kwazvo zvekuti we might be at work but not delivering the service. Izvo zvinokonzera futi kuti marizaus edu ave affected because a lot of students zvamanje-manje vari kuenda kunodzidza kuma education stuff. So I think the government they have to make sure that teachers are capacitated to go to work or even give services online.
Zvino nekuti nguva ndiyo yakudyana na audio, as we reach an end of our conversation pano pachirongwa chedu, I want to hear your thoughts on the solutions here. Tikona kuti ma lockdown arongouya achienda achiuya achienda achiuya achienda, and these different programs that seem to be affecting education. As an educator, how do you think that we can go through all this beating the COVID-19 pandemic but also making sure that education doesn't suffer in Zimbabwe?
I haven't heard you so clearly.
I'm saying, seeing as though these lockdowns are continuing in Zimbabwe, as an educator, what do you think needs to be done in Zimbabwe to ensure that education doesn't keep suffering at the hands of Zimbabwe trying to beat the coronavirus?
Okay. The first thing, I'm pleading with the government or our respective institutions to provide data, free data for learners. Also, to make sure that there is electricity throughout Zimbabwe so that everyone will be in a good place so that they can work on their school work. Also, the government has to provide either cell phones to those who are vulnerable. We have some of the students who are in remote areas and some have no access to smartphones. And that one might cause some of the learners not to attend to their class either online or either online. Especially issues to do with data and smartphones. We have got vulnerable students which might need the government at this hardest time of the pandemic.
All right, Odia, I'm going to have to hold you there and take our caller, but thank you so much for taking time out to be with us on our program. Muria Zimbabwe, we have a caller. Let's take a caller quickly, and then we'll head over to our next guest who's joining us, Upris King Nube. Caller, Mtereri, welcome to the program. Who's on the line? Caller, hello? It sounds as though we don't have our caller. Caller, are you on the line? All right, well, Muriel Zimbabwe, whilst we try to get a hold of Priskin Ngube, our last guest who's supposed to be joining us, Pano Pachirongwa Chedu Chevechiniki. Now, Ushelo Lotula Basakulayo Muriel Zimbabwe, let's see Ugut Abantabatini, Guma Kasini, Etugu Facebook, whilst we wait for Upriski. Nangu Boas, Jayakuruya Pala, with VOA Studio 7, Uchi, watching you, Mike, and Upindoa Pala Ati. Iwe sedungu munhu pa media sarudza chokwadi vaccine is the only key. Thank you so much, boss, for joining us. Kaston uya paluti ko isu takabaiwa ku India arisi kuwanikwa second dose. Twitter will say tiri kugamuchira mashoko enyu avande vuti chazwauka kuti ku India uko nekuti ndiko kumwe kakuri kugadziriswa nomba ye COVID-19. Ku India uko zvinhu zvakamira sei tichange tichitsvagawo makurukota tonzwawo kuti kutichi. Oscar uya paluti abantu abajove kodwa kwakumele ukuthi umuntu acheck ukuthi akala yini ezinye izinto ezifana le TB engakathathi iCOVID-19 vaccine. Hayi, siyabonga Oscar ngamazwi akho. Ukhanyile mahlangu uthi mina angisekho sure ukuthi abantu bakithi abathathe imjovo kuze lento ngoba kube le vaccine yabulala ukuthi nathi abantu bakhona abafa. Siyabonga khanyile ngumahlangu lo obhala umbono wakhe. Uchuma uthi khona kunengi okusa bisayo okukhulunywa ngomjovo uyabhala nangu kodwa umkhululi awumzwanga yini uDr Sinemeza ukukhuthaza abantu esithi iCovid vaccine is safe. Wathi sithathu uBriski Ncube ongenayo kuhlelo, our last guest, and then we'll wrap up. Briski Ncube, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, welcome to our program, Bafo.
My good evening, how are you?
I'm good, Bafo. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Now, Briski, we brought you onto this program because there's one part of COVID-19 that we're yet to explore, Muria Zimbabwe, and Briski is going to help us. On our good connection, one thing we've highlighted is that even sports have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, considering the fact that the Olympics are around the corner, I brought Briski on the program to talk more about how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected young athletes in Zimbabwe. So, Briski, let's delve into it there, man. Let's start there. Athletes, COVID-19, how has the pandemic affected the young Zimbabwean athletes?
Okay, Mike. Maybe to start with, you can look at sport. Gone are the days that you look at sport as only entertainment. If we are talking about sport, we are talking about an industry. We are talking about an area where some people do the pay.
Mm-hmm.
An area where someone's brain is battered. So, COVID-19 has affected sports like any other sector, industry, business. There are people whose brain is battered in sports. There are people who are paying their bills in sports.
Mm-hmm.
So, currently, due to the ongoing lockdown,
mm-hmm.
there are no sporting activities that are allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So, due to that, the sports people are facing economic hardships as much as they are people in business are facing also the hardships. So one of the days that we can use sport as entertainment. Sport is an industry. Sport is an economic activity. Sport is an area where people get their own livelihood.
Now, Briski, I want to touch a little more about what recently happened to Lokosuku Tabalunya about sports. Recently, we saw, for example, the Warriors had a poor performance at COSAFA. And when the coach was speaking, the one thing he highlighted was they haven't had enough time as a camp to practice together, which speaks to how the COVID-19 pandemic has not just affected the Warriors, but sports in general. Speak to us a little more about that in terms of some of these programs and these camps that are set up to help young people in Zimbabwe, young athletes that have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Speak to us about that.
Sorry, I can handle you now.
I'm saying, Uguti, how has the COVID-19 pandemic affected all these different programs that are set up in Zimbabwe that target helping young athletes?
Maybe as a point of reference, you mentioned the performance of the Warriors on the just in the COSAFA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
The coach mentioned something, maybe. One reason for their performance was COVID-19.
Your line seems to be breaking, Briski. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Please continue.
Oh, all right. I was saying that
ukhanya ngani awuzwakali kuhle Briski. Usakhona? Okay, it seems as though Brisky's line is bad, so let's try drop him and then get him back. Sizwe ukuthi yena uzathini sigqibe ingxoxo yethu. 5 minutes left, kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo muri eZimbabwe. 5 minutes left, pano pachirongwa chedu chechidiki. Parizvino tiri kutaura na Briski Ncube wechidiki nechirongwa nomuti. He's a development practitioner. Ari kunyatsozeyaka kuti patinotarisa nyaya dzemitambo, chirwere checoronavirus kana kuti denda iri recovid-19 riri kukanganisa sei upenyu hwemaathletes vechidiki. Manzwa kaBriski ambobata nyaya yemaWarriors. Aiwa, vanzi vakaenda kukosafa uko vakanonyadzisa vakanyatso bvumburudzo vakarohwa coach vabvunza kuti kozvi zvakaitika coach vakatsanangura kuti aiwa nemaondoro yenyu inyaya yekuti denda recovid-19 rakavatadzisa kuti vatambe pamwe chete vaone mikana yekutraina pamwe chete sechikwata. So that's some of the issues that Brisky is highlighting when he talks about how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected athletes in Zimbabwe. Now, he also talks about some of the programs that have been set up in Zimbabwe, explaining esithi ayi ngombono wakhe ubona ngani umkhuhlane lo we COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic, has affected a lot of these programs. He speaks to some of the discussions on camps and how some of these camps have had to be cancelled. He also talked about how COVID-19, most importantly, is a how sports, is a livelihood for a lot of young people in Zimbabwe. And so, with the lockdown, they're not allowed to work. Let's see, Uguti and Upriski, is he back on the line? Priski, are you back? It doesn't seem as though Upriski is back. All right, whilst we try to get Upriski back on the line, let's see ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu ku Facebook, ku VOA Studio 7. Nangu umunye uyabhala lo ose India esithi hayi yena ubona ngani kwele India kukhanya ngani babhekane lo hlupho lokuthola umjovo wesibili, the second vaccine. India, which is one of the places where the COVID-19 vaccine is being manufactured. Sikhangela ukuthi abantu bathini ku Facebook, ku VOA Ndebele, nangu Oscar uyabhala ukuthi abantu abajove kodwa kwakumele ukuthi umuntu acheck ukuthi akala yini ezinye izinto ezifana labo TB. So that's Oscar Ndlovu there giving his true sense advice on what people should do ahead of taking the COVID-19 vaccine, which is very true. Let's see ukuthi Upriski is back on the line, so we give him a chance to wrap up. Okay, Upriski akekho ecingweni. So uCraston uyasho ngempela ukuthi hi kho isu thakabaywa nomba yeku India ayisikuwani kwa second dose traitor will say nangu uCraston Mandevu. Now, as we wrap up Zulukandaba sihlulekile ukuthola uBriski, unfortunately his line was bad. We'll see ukuthi ulakho yini ukubuya kuhlelo next week. But in closing, we want to head over to a bite that we have of Professor Solwayo Ngwenya speaking on the COVID-19 pandemic and what people should be doing to ensure that they stay safe. Let's head over to the bite of Professor Ngwenya.
Amahlabe Zulu lapha asehambe nompola umkhuhlane lo mubi obhubhane we coronavirus esesahlasela ngawo sakhuluma ngawo kwazi kwaphela umnyaka. Pho umkhuhlane usungenile ekhaya usuhlasile asebe unompola bewuphanana uyamemetheka uya phambili okwamagama. Njalo bazabona izimanga abantu sebesifa okwamagama. Abantu kabalalele khona lokho esikukhulumayo ukuthi lo mkhuhlane unjengefreezer leyabonwa ngabadala uzobhidliza imphefulo eminingi lapha emhlabeni. Yikho kumele umuntu ananzelele ukuthi umphefumulo wakhe awusoze ubhidlizeke. Elalele khonokho esikukhulumayo ukuthi kumele baziphathe njani. Bengayenzi isiminye eminye. Njalo abantu lokhu besala ukuthi bagqoke ama-face mask okuzwayo. Lokhe bekhipha amakhala abo behamba bephefumulelana. Pho umkhuhlane lo ubhubhane lolu lapho lunompola khona amakhala nxa evulekile. Lapho ezimfeni umuntu engezwa kuthiwa sefelwe yisihlobo sakhe segijima njengomuntu ekhala ekhohlwa konke lokhu esikukhulumayo. Abantu lokhe bebuthana ezimfeni okuyingozi embi kakhulu. Nxa bebuthana laphana ayisuke ukuthi bazathatha umkhuhlane emuntwini obhubhileyo bayaphanana bona bodwa umkhuhlane. Yikho abantu siyacela ukuthi abantu nxa kuwukuthi umuntu uthiwe yi-coronavirus siye nge-coronavirus bengaze babuthana kufakwa ilanga lelo lapho abazahamba khona belandela izinqumo ezikahulumende ukuthi bahambe bamathumi amathathu behambe beka umuntu lo osesithiye bayekele ukubizana besenza izimfa. Lokhu kuyingozi embi kakhulu. Njalo imingcwabo kakuhambe izihlobo kuphela. Umuntu engase wathengezwa imfa yonke segijima akusesilesi isikhathi elisijayeleyo. Isikhathi esibi umuntu kabekwe ngabantu abakhe izizalwana zakhe. Abaningi liqhalelane ngamafoni lingaze lagijima lisiyabuthana. ngoba kuvikezayo lawo uyabe ubuthanelwa.
Doctor, Professor Solwayo Ngwenya speaking there. Akwanele kwalamhlamulo eZimbabwe, we've reached an end of our program. Doctor, tinotenda simemeza. Thank you so much to Odia Ndalega. And unfortunately, we had Brisking Mube briefly. We're going to see if we can have him back on the show next week to focus on how COVID-19 has affected young athletes in Zimbabwe. Mure Zimbabwe, I go by the name of Mike Hove. Let's meet same time, same place. Pano Pachurungwa Chelusheve Chikniki. For those looking to catch up with me, at Big Mike 3 on Instagram and Twitter. Mure Zimbabwe, bye-bye!